program you're about to hear all slap pun funnels, is dirty, satire, and cruddy. Any reference to Bob, the church, episode, genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You all know it's just a show, huh?
Best show in the world. It's a conspiracy.
Hey, come on, flus, get up. Come on, wakey, wakey, hands off Snakey. You gotta do that very special episode of Bob Slack Time Funhouse. Get your butt up.
Oh, evil Susie, I do a very special episode of Bob Slack Time Funhouse every week.
Oh, yeah, don't I know it? But this one has to be a special show.
Who cares? My audience is always stoned or drunk. I'll just run 2 hours of Aquarius and nobody will know the difference.
No! Come on. This one can't be just one song played over and over and over. Yeah, no reruns of your old crap. No spending 17 hours sodomizing George W. Bush. This episode has to be completely and utterly special, flus. Who says? I say.
Give me one good reason why I should even care.
One? You want one?
Uh-huh.
Toots, I got 1,000 freaking reasons why you need to pull out all the stops tonight.
Like what?
Okay, well, let me start with Bob Slack Time Funhouse number one.
Uh-huh.
Bob Slack Time Funhouse number two.
Yeah.
Bob Slack Time Funhouse number 350.
I got nothing here.
Bob Slack Time Funhouse number 1,000.
Yes. Hey, dumbass, we haven't done the 1,000th episode yet.
That's because, dumbass, you're doing the 1,000th episode of Bob Slack Time Funhouse right now!
You're shitting me.
Hey, Sugar Plum, I couldn't crap anything as big as you.
No.
Yes.
There have been 1,000?
No. Yeah, you and me both.
No, there's got to be like a dozen shows a year.
Hey, 52 shows a year. Round it down to 50.
That means we've been doing this crap for nothing for...
What do you get? What do you get, flus, when you do the math?
Oh, man. Oh, 5 whole years?
It's more like 20 years.
What?
20?
No.
Yeah.
What the freaking hell?
So that's why you have to do something special tonight.
First word, Come on, work with me.
No, it's time for me to put my hoof down. It's time for the rubber to meet the road.
Oh, you want me to rerun a sex show?
Ow!
Did you have to do that?
Oh, shut up. No, there's going to be no phoning it in tonight, bimbo breath. You can't just pull something out of your butt and slap it on the air.
But I do that every single freaking week.
Oh, yeah, don't I know it.
Hey.
No, flus. You have been losing game for years now, and it's damn past time that you return to your roots.
But it's radio. They can't even see my hair.
No! You're some genius roots, you tail-wagging idiot. Look, I don't give two flying flips for you or your weirdo pals from the Merry Mutant Marching Society, but I do care about our mission.
What a mission. I did.
Ow! Our mission, dumbass, is survival of the Yeti race.
I give them distractions every week.
No, you just don't get it. Skits and giggles aren't enough to armor the flock against the pink slime they're soaking in.
Hey, but it's they need more than that.
But I tell them about Bob all the time.
Well, have you ever thought that maybe Bob isn't enough?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Yeah, I said that. Yeah, yes. Because to them out there, our high epop is just another internet meme. But you need to go deeper. You need to go to the core. You need to explain to them why Bob.
Why Bob?
Yes, why Bob?
Why Bob?
That's because, dumbass, the why of Bob, the reason he exists, the reason we are sub-geniuses, The reason we are locked in this global pre-cosmic struggle for our race's very survival.
Huh?
It's not enough to have a figurehead. You've got to have an enemy. Clues. You need to warn them what we are up against, and you haven't been doing that. So it's going to be up to Evil Susie to do the heavy lifting as per usual. So I am going to initiate Scared Slack. Because it's time to warn the Seekers about the conspiracy. This is a good
thing. Now, where was I? Oh, yes, yes. It began far, far away from this lovely palace.
Born to humble parents somewhere in the Midwest, the child, Bob, experienced a traumatic close encounter with a UFO at the age of 3. Soon thereafter, he began to exhibit strange powers of persuasion. By age 6, he had made his first million, almost by accident. In college, he met and married his first and still his primary wife, Connie, who is now revered by female subgenii as the Blessed Anti-Virgin. With Connie's encouragement, the young Dobbs became a salesman of legendary, almost frightening abilities, known to his peers as the man who could sell anything. He worked his way up to the very top of the conspiracy ladder and might have stayed there. But late one night in 1953, while working on an amateur television of his own design, an event occurred which was to become a milestone on man's mind path to slack. He was suddenly seized up in the spirit by the hand of Jehovah One itself, the cosmic puppeteer of the Old Testament, the wrathful alien space god from some corporate sin galaxy. In this timeless moment, which we call the divine immaculation of the Bob, Dobbs received the first of countless brain-curdling pronouncements which form the sacred prescriptures of the church. He was shown a vision, a world where all humanity was equally wealthy, rich beyond imagining, but without working. This experience, combined with his UFO-given sales magic, led him inevitably into the religion field. He quickly discovered the golden rule embodied in his classic saying, "They'll pay to know what they really think."
Many that believed came and confessed and showed their deeds, and of course, sometimes horrible odors and horrible sounds. Well, that's all I want to say about it.
Good Lord.
This party stinks.
I think I'm going to be sick.
Many which used curious arts brought their books together.
Well, if this book is so great, let's see what it says.
We got him with your Bible.
What the hell are you talking about?
Now, let me introduce Mr. Bob Dobbs.
And it was a mix-up at the factory, and the instructions were printed in Yiddish. And can I help it if the schools no longer teach Yiddish?
Have you got any books like that? Have you bought any books like that? There are books like that by the hundreds out here in the bookstores, and they're the kind of trash and garbage that you should never read.
Oh, what?
Trash can man.
Where are you?
Everywhere. I will place you high in my council's trash, and I will set you to burn.
They are no more fit for the human mind than a bag full of viscera of cats, broken nails, and ground glass are fit for your dinner table.
No, I shouldn't eat thee, but... sacrilegious.
Hey, what gives?
What? You're under arrest!
Under what? Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest. Have a look at the headlock here. See that chap over there? Get your hand off my penis! This is the bloke who got me on the penis before.
Get some cups.
Why did you do this to me?
Get some cups.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal? Oh, that's some nice headlocks, huh? Yes. I see that you know your judo well. And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? Now, get your hands off me.
We stand at a crossroads. The tenuous slack that a subgenius may occasionally enjoy could be rent to shreds at any moment, for the human puppets of the elder gods continue their senseless plunge into madness and anti-slack.
Good times.
The conspiracy is a patchwork of different things. Some are nations, some are products, some are hypnotic television shows, some are bad pills. Now there's a distinction. There's good pills and there's bad pills. There's a good Bob and there's a bad Bob, right? Okay. And the conspiracy is the bad Bob, the bad pills, the bad TV shows, and anything that, you know, is keeping you from realizing that you got to get right with Bob.
It's the human condition. It's things falling apart. It's fat ladies in double knit jumpsuits beating their kids in Kroger's.
Humans are boring humans. There's so many humans, wish they'd all go away. They like the same things, they laugh at the same things. They like Bruce Springsteen, I wish they'd just die. They worship conformity, to me it's deformity. They don't even deserve pity for being so blank. They're proud of their sameness, they're blind to their vainness. Their tunnel vision is heinous, can somebody open their eyes? They all went to see Star Wars, they all just are whores. Sucking the same big hats, it makes me gag. They share assumptions that lack any gumption. It helps them to function as a big seething blob. Their lives are redundant, their behavior's repugnant. They think they're so important, always trying to get ahead. They're swarming like bats, protecting turf like hats. Like overcrowded rats in some twisted experiment. They're so freaking desperate, they're all little despots trying to rule and roll over everything in their way. They crowd up the parks, they devour them like sharks. They feed the chipmunks up, they catch the plague. They rule the planet, they entirely span it. For me who ran it, I cut them down to size. They make tons of feces, some part of the species, to find your expensive ways to spread it around and tear asunder the sky. The things they buy, all repeating the lie that it's somebody else's fault. Their opinions are puny, their ideas are loony, and I am so gloomy, nor they haven't a clue. They perpetually prattle, you would think they were cattle, living to chew their cuts in front of the tube. They're just superficial and artificial, basically walking bristle, just taking up space. They play stupid games that show they're insane, so hard to refrain from mowing them all down, or needing more of the things I abhor. If I were to fight a war, it'd be the whole stinking lot. They incessantly yap, it's primarily pop. Like I shut their traps, maybe then I'd have peace. Oh! Humans, all the boring humans. There's so many humans, wish they'd all go away. They like the same things, they love the same things. They like Bruce Springsteen, I wish they'd just die.
The conspiracy has now been unmasked.
Let's back up a bit. I mean, we spoke about this a little bit in the last show, but can you tell us a little bit more about kind of how X Day came about, how you received this holy knowledge?
To summarize the whole Church of the Subgenius, in 1953, our saint of sales, Bob Dobbs, who very few people have seen ever, apparently, since that time, it was seized up in the spirit and abducted, you might say, by this alien space god, this monster that had been going at posing as God to various cultures down through history. And this creature informed Bob that there had been a conspiracy of normal people robbing away the slack of all the weirdos and disbelievers and those who would believe anything for centuries. And that would end on July 5th, 1998, when the men from Planet X would arrive and, as we call it, rupture up all of the dues-paying subgenius ministers, give them their own planet-sized spaceship filled with sex goddesses or gods or whatever they want, and then allow the subgeniuses to basically live forever doing whatever they want.
Thanks. Yeah, there were a couple times when I didn't think you were buying it.
You know what Jankum is?
Split the night. the sounds
of silence.
In the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. Writing songs that voices never share. And no one dare disturb the sounds
of silence.
Said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell.
Around you.
Testify.
Look at what they've done to the things that you love. They took Elvis Presley. They turned him pink. They made him into a fat monster.
I was showing no good.
The nation gasped.
What?
That? That.
Oh, that.
Two dogs.
That.
People worry that the Church of the Subgenius is an anti-American church. A subversive church. Children, we are the first real Americans. We know what America to sell it back to us for a profit.
And as long as you can't buy slack, the conspiracy cannot win.
Much greater than us. The fortunate thing about it is that we know that them are actually working for us, but them doesn't know that they're working for us.
What do you think will be the next obstacle the Earth people will put in our way?
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems.
America has a strange idea of just what slack is. They think you can buy it. Actually, slack for 3/4 of the world is a good dinner. But here, it'd be funny, ain't it? Yeah. 3,000 kids starving to death in Mexico City every day. Big joke! Conspiracy, a big joke. Slack, that must be a big joke, too. And all these are good to be true.
It's frightening, isn't it? It's unbelievably big and scary. It's gut-wrenchingly like we stand to receive thee, who are of but flesh and understand not the way of the lead-clad ones.
It's Christ without a penis. He's part of the conspiracy. It's presidents that don't look like they're capable of getting erections anymore. That's the conspiracy.
The conspiracy is a real, living, breathing, fiendish entity. It wants you, children. Oh, it wants you, man.
Jehovah and his son Jesus are strange gods.
Please see the E.T. no more.
After that, which God gave me a Holy Ghost machine gun, I'll blow your head off.
Let us
have a big time. The refrigerator's full of beer. The cigarette stains on the fingers. The dirty jokes that came from evil hearts. God forgotten. Now I want to tell you, brother, this generation of youth has been raised in an environment like that. I hate to be as negative as I am tonight, but they've been raised in an environment of sexual lust. They've been raised in an environment I forget God.
Boogie Rectums. Hot oil massages, swing magazines.
Get mine, live it up, forget God. Sin, get mine, live it up, forget God. Make all the sexual conquests you can make. They've been raised in an environment of
Bob Sorobaka.
They've been raised in an environment of
Bob.
Gently awakening us into remembering who and what we are.
Bob?
But there are other ways we can be communicated with besides the obvious evidence.
Don't play in the city, remember my dad told me. Get yourself a fat one, get yourself a money squirt. They all look the same upside down.
Is as huge and monstrous as the conspiracy of the normal people, friends. Sheep in wolves' clothing, all trying to act tough and be cool, but man, it's neither tough nor cool, because they're still kissing the mighty conspiracy ass. And, you know, most of us do have to go back to work on Monday. But the important thing that you can learn from the word of Bob is how to kiss ass without ever letting the lips actually touch that butt cheek of the man, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Gee.
Ooh. Gee. Gosh. The worst crime that ever was is the easiest to commit. The worst crime is serving the conspiracy.
Gotcha.
John! I'm sorry. It's all a big mistake. You gotta believe me. I don't know how it happened. I'm so sorry.
Wouldn't you like revenge on these mediocritans, these pink boys, these box-dwelling Barbies and Kens, these normals who have made normality the norm? Pinks are but living stereotypes, insensate meat puppets and food tubes who lack and fear the spark of originality that ignites every subgenius soul.
I was a little scared of Bob.
What good do brains do you today, children? My God, children, how are you going to earn a living if you have to think about what you're actually doing? How are you going to contend with society the way it is if you actually have to think about the issues it confronts you with? How can you stand the pressure that conspiracy grinds you down with if you actually have to think about that pressure? Children, brains are a great detriment.
Come on, you don't really believe in people like that, Bob, do you?
I've got you fingers. I'm coming over your house and visiting you. My life's in danger. I've got you fingers. Remember it. I know exactly where you're at.
I want to live in your brain.
Here's Bob, the host with the most, you might say.
There's the man who made it all possible, Dr. Robert Slack.
Oh, just call me Bob.
Hi, Dr. Bob.
Hi, dear, my dear.
This is, $30,000. Can we just have our medicine, please, Dr. Bob?
$30,000.
Yes.
Hi, dear, my dear.
So Bob did the buddy thing.
And he slaps it in your hand.
Hey, Bob.
Damn.
Butter. Bring me lots and lots of butter.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. That's ugly.
And then, to my horror in the basement.
Oh. The third nostril.
That whistling sound makes sense.
The
true subgenius can learn to think for himself, but only Bob can show him how. And so, Bob Dobbs founded his church upon a sandy beach of common sense of humor, and dollars and cents. A likely story, you say, but it's simple, really. Bob is lucky, not smart. In fact, by the perverted conspiracy standards of intelligence, he is gifted with incredible stupidity. He lives in a perpetual state of contracted consciousnessness. This enables him to act without thinking, to surf effortlessly on the luck plane, to float down the fabled path of least resistance. In fact, to make $1,000,000 every time he screws up. Thus, it is not his wisdom, but his divine follies, his holy blunders, which we emulate. The miracle is not in what Bob does to you, but in what he allows you to do to yourself. He brings the student to the realization that everything you know is true. Under the conspiracy, you're being ripped off every day, but you can learn to enjoy it.
Oh, nay, oh, nay.
Big Bang Bob.
$1.
When you come, you see Bob. If you come tonight, you will see Bob. And now you may come from seeing Sister Susie the Floozy.
I was watching my lizard rubbing his butt on my prop tray the other day, and I just naturally started thinking about staying. And how I just love to hog tie that little mutant Texan up like some sort of bondage pinata. And I know that the lig in ligature means tie. It comes from the Latin ligo, to tie. And then it came to me like the atomic bitch slap at the end of the Stark fist. Religion means to be tied again. Now, how much more blatant could they make it? You have a place in their world as God's bottom.
Your voluptuous boobs are like radio tubes that keep signaling me to surrender. So as I sit on my lap, I know it's a trap, so I think I'll go out on a bender. A catatonic stupid, oh, where do you think you're been? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never again.
Oh, now, I don't want to be calling subgenius a religion now, although I have in the past. Oh, but realizing this factoid with an accent on the toy, I really would rather start referring to it as instead, because I'm for sure what we've got here, a big ass faith with a big pipe in the mouth. Yes. And that pipe is our affirmation. Say it with me, singers. Bob sold it. I smoked it. That settles it. Because you know what they say. Genius, you can get it, wholesale seekers. Yeah. Because one thing is for sure, you need slack. And the good thing is that membership in the Church of the Subgenius is still under a bazillion damn dollars. Yes, you can still buy your way out of pink perdition. You can actually bribe your way to salvation. And you don't have to knock over a bank to do it. No, you don't have to rob a 7-Eleven. You don't have to shoot an old lady in the legs. Unless you want to.
Again.
Stang said about eating the damn hamburger. You want to eat the hell out of it. Well, that's right, but it's not just about the burgers. Because if you look beneath the surface and take this aphorism to its logical subgenial conclusion, seekers, if we live as subgeniuses, should we not be living the hell out of it? Shouldn't every action be an action that is going to gain us that slack that we need? Why the f*** do we work at our own cross purposes and tear ourselves apart just for the fun of the con? Because seekers, I gotta admit, I let the conspiracy keep me down. Oh, it was in so many comforting forms. And even in the depths of my misery, I thought I was happy. But it was all false slack. It's so deceptively comforting. And for years, I've kind of stopped being Reverend Susie the Floozy almost. I found myself turning back into plain old Susan. And let me tell you, Seekers, she sucks. Oh, yeah, you might think it's easy being a visual speed bump, but try walking a mile in my shoes. To get the lines around my lips. Oh, but when I finally got shaken out of that hell loop and found the pieces of my shattered self, this time I didn't cry over the burning spilt milk of my existence. This time I set about putting myself back together. I became my own Frankenstein. I took those pieces and I pounded them back into place.
Surrounded by flies, telling of all of your lies. But as you slide down the street with your straitjacket feet, well, your victory is such a surprise. A catatonic stupid, where do you think you're being? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never move again.
I can do it, so can you. Because let me tell you, every Yetikin out there, every seed of Dobbs is worth saving. Even if it's only to piss them off, you need to stick around. And I want you to do something for me, each and every one of you. I want you to believe in the natural superiority of your subgenius soul. I want you to screw your overman's courage to the sticking place and look the conspiracy in its jaundiced bloodshot eyes and say, by my mother! How dare you manipulate me with your fifth-rate mind control? Because Seekers, their methods are so tired and transparent that it is beneath you as a child of Dobbs to be even marginally affected by their works, by their bull. Because by the ancient science of break thinking, the mighty mental armor of Bob can shield you from their psychic attacks. And I want you to use it. Yes, blind yourself to the works of the con with the all-unseeing stupidity of Dobbs. Deafen your ears with the insipitude of the full-blood Yeti. Cripple your legs with that Dobbstown polio frop that's going around. Using the church's proven survival techniques to incapacitate yourself. You can actually seem so unfit for exploitation by the con that they will not even see you on their radar. You can get away scot-free, and you can have a safe and slack-filled passage through this abysmal pink life. And that's all I'm saying. I can't say no more, except breathe, Bob! Yeah!
She is absolutely and utterly amazing.
Oh, man, Floos. I had forgotten about your big finish to that rant. Baltimore 2007. Just think, when you got done with it, you picked up your metal music stand and turned to go down the stairs. And you didn't even hit the stairs before you just went face first down and landed right on the music stand. And it was... And it was the one time your boobs didn't break your fall.
Oh,
that time, right?
I messed myself up so bad.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Spend most her life sucking love through a vacuum cleaner, but all she ever got was dirt feedback, and she kept getting meaner and leaner. Catatonic stupid, where do you think you'll be on? A catatonic stupid, you know you'll never move again.
A very short time ago in the alley down the street, two outdoorsmen were dumpster diving for a tasty treat. "Hey, Bob," choked one dumpster diver to the other. "Do you want some of this super pizza?" While he gobbled on the stinking mire in the dumpster. "No thanks, Dick," retorted his partner. "I'm saving my appetite for a hot meal." Dick grunted happily as he shoveled putrid trash down his hole, till suddenly he was grasped by an explosive nausea. Bob, sensing Dick's agony, grabbed his mangy scalp and thrust his brother's head over an empty bucket. Dick grasped, and foaming bile poured from his scabby lips. Heaving desperately, he purged himself rivers of burning puke into Bob's bucket. Bob guzzled his bucket of puke, stopping only to shout gleefully, "I told you I was waiting for a hot meal," as he kicked his brother Dick's flea-specked scrotum. Yes, my brethren, we should all look at this time and try to be like Bob. We should keep ourselves armed with Bob's bucket. Do not be afraid to snap out the roadkill spatula on your slack army knife and fight off the pink fungus of normality. Live with trueborn slack lust for Dick spew. Be like Bob. Pee like Bob. Spin about aimlessly, gushing a torrent of urine to march your special rupture site. In preparation for X Day. The end is coming and your Yeti soul must fulfill its fecal flinging to find true harmony with Jehovah One. The next time you are burping on a prairie squid, remember who made it possible. Bob! We should not forget that Bob is the stick that scrapes off the conspiracy crap you stepped in before you can stomp down the galleys of that pleasure saucer. Don't satisfy yourself by dropping pubic hairs in your boss's coffee. Take a dump on his desk. After wiping your taxed bunghole, smear the name Bob in brown and green streaks across the ceiling. Only after this sacred ritual will you pilot your own pleasure saucer through Bob's cavernous orifice. Praise Bob! Amen.
My friends, the conspiracy is like this big machine that's rolling towards the edge of a cliff. And so far, Bob Dobbs has been the little monkey wrench that was slowing it down. Well, ever since that alleged assassination, that monkey wrench may not be in that big machine anymore. You know what that means? That means you have to pick up where Bob Dobbs left off.
The methods he advocates are drastic, for he hath commanded, "You shall do as I say, and think for yourself, or kill me."
The key rule for dealing with the pink members of the society, the conspiracy that wants to crush you and turn you into a mindless dupe, the or kill me rule elevates every instance of contact, every interface, as we say here on the coast, with the conspiracy into the all-time encounter.
Or kill me.
Let's say you go into the bar and you want to raise.
Or kill me.
How cruelly I've been tricked by a conspiracy of humans.
Or kill me.
Just grab a hold of this, squid.
Or kill me.
I'm a very polite Matt Fire.
Or kill me.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. Democracy simply doesn't work.
Or kill me.
Give it to me straight. How long do I have?
Or kill me. Or kill me.
Fire! lost, people don't care. And it's as if they never did. You talk about liberty, life, this pursuit of this happiness, but who are you trying to kid? You heard this word, Illuminati, but asking about it gives you a scare. Could be me, could even be you. Face it, they're everywhere! You know what it is. You know what it is.
The last Bob, or will you surrender to hopelessness? Remember, this might just be his way of testing you. Actually, these choices were already made for you at the beginning of time. So, do it. Join the church and gaze upon your own naked destiny, standing proud before Bob.
Where's Bob?
Wait a minute, Bob.
I'm fed up with the law around here.
You can't do this, Bob.
Come on, get going, boys.
We're busting up the joint. We're tearing out all the wires. We're busting it up so good.
Acción mutante.
El reto.
¡Vengaremos a las víctimas del bote tan injerto! ¡Justicia!
TV.
It's over. The links, the beautifully conditioned links, are smashed. They're smashed as of now because we say so. Because we say they ought to be smashed. You don't work anymore. That's an order. Anybody invites you to a game of solitaire, you tell them, sorry, Buster, the ball game is over.
The joyous contributions of little Fyodor and Babushka, J.E. Summerall of Columbus, Georgia, with the song Blame the Conspiracy, which was not a subgenius song, ESO, Mark Mothersbaugh, Barnes and Barnes, Zilch Fletcher, the mysterious Heinous Amos with the story of Bob and Dick Dobbs in the dumpster, the theme in Portuguese to Acción Mutante, some suburban lawns, the walk-ins with Praise Bob, along with deathless sermons delivered by subgenius immortals like Reverend Ivan Stang, Dr. Howell, Pope David N. Meyer, Dr. Katahdin Lagoon, and Pope Sternodox of the Little Rocks, teaching us exactly what we're fighting against, Seekers.
Oh, but Seekers, I couldn't have done it without you.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
I'm never going to let you down.
What else is on?
Worst episode ever.
Isn't it?
Stereo WREK, Atlanta.
And Seekers, I'm wrapping it up tonight with a very pertinent bonus track by Tony O'K.
Down, and they found all they needed to know.
for the master callback. Penthouse suite of the tallest building. The boss was asleep when he heard such a clatter. Sprang from his bed just to see what was the matter. Looked down on the street and that scene filled his eyes. But you know he wasn't even surprised. The fools was up doing it again. Meanwhile, back on the street.